Do not adjust your frequency. You are about to enter a dimension. A dimension of sight. A dimension of sound. A dimension of mind. A dimension that redefines radio in Windsor and Detroit. You are now entering CJAM 99.1 FM.
Some love in your life. Don't you really wanna know how it feels? Everybody wanna see what it's like. We even wanna be inside. It ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
Hello, you're listening to Magna Carta Pro Bono Radio on CJAM 99.1 FM. This is Summer, your host for the afternoon, along with my co-host, Steven. We are both first-year law students here at the University of Windsor, and we are starting out in pro bono. We're going to tell you a little bit about Pro Bono Students Canada as an organization. If you're tuning in for the first time, I'd like to extend a warm welcome and recap what our organization, Pro Bono Students Canada, is all about. Since Windsor has a huge social justice focus, pro bono fits in perfectly with its work to match law student volunteers with organizations to deliver legal services, which are a great need, but they do lack sufficient resources to retain legal counsel.
So hey everyone, as Summer said, I'm Steven Adler. Just like Summer, I'm a first-year law student here at Windsor. So yeah, getting into pro bono, all the projects here, and there are many of them offered at Windsor, they're all under the supervision of a lawyer. And pro bono is great because it provides law students like us with a volunteer opportunity. We get to develop some of our legal skills. Right now we're developing some other skills, talking on the radio. And even more importantly, it has a really positive impact on the legal profession and the community here in Windsor as a whole. You know, we promote the value of pro bono, which is giving back. We're not asking for money for our services. The lawyers who volunteer their time are not asking for money. And not only is this happening here, it's happening all over Canada. There are 22 chapters of Pro Bono Students Canada across almost every law school in this whole country. And here in Windsor, we're going to have a weekly show. And in each show, we're going to be highlighting one of the various different pro bono projects that are happening locally in this community. And we're going to be interviewing some student volunteers. They're going to come in, tell us about some of their experiences with Pro Bono Student Canada. And hopefully you, the community, can learn a little bit more about it and maybe even get involved yourself one day.
Before we get into things, we're just going to issue a little disclaimer that we'd like to let everyone know anything said on this radio talk show are our opinions and they do not reflect CJAM as a radio station.
So getting started here, one of the first things we're going to do every week is we're going to look at some current legal issues happening maybe in Windsor or Detroit or somewhere in the community close enough here that it can be impacting you and you might not know about it. So the first thing we're going to look at this week is that Windsor Law has actually launched a class action clinic, which is the first of its kind across this whole country, and it's a very unique service that we're providing the community here. So some of you might not know, what is a class action clinic? Well, a class action lawsuit is when multiple people, it could be just two people, more commonly it's more, it could even be hundreds, get together because they're suffering from the same issue, and they file suit together. But it's a very unique form of law, although very important and key and interesting. There isn't as much information on it as there are about many other aspects of the law, and that's what this clinic is aiming to provide. One, it's going to provide knowledge, but even more importantly, it's going to provide advice to someone or a group of people who are considering what their options are about filing a class action clinic, or assistance in filing those documents and those claims. And even if you need it, this clinic could provide you representation in court. And how that's possible is, first, with funding from the Law Foundation of Ontario, who provides funding for this, as well as many other amazing things happening across this great province. And two, it's spearheaded by Professor Jasminka Kalajic here at the University of Windsor. And Professor Kalajic, if I am saying your name incorrectly, I do severely apologize. But Professor Kalajic and her team of students here at the University of Windsor Law are going to be providing you those services, that information, that assistance. And it's really a unique thing that you can't find anywhere across the country because there's no database right now recording information about class action lawsuits and key information that is really important to someone who's considering filing that claim. But this will be doing that. They're going to be recording across the country who is filing a class action suit, who's the plaintiff, what are the outcomes, who's winning, what is the compensation. And that information is really key for the community, but also even just for enacting legislation from the government. Now they have access to really key information all in one place that wasn't really possible before this. And if you think this could be something that's beneficial to you, that class action clinic is located at Windsor Hall. That's downtown Windsor, Ontario. And if you're not able to go there, you can just go to classactionclinic.com, where you'll see there's information to get these services by telephone. You can video call them. There's tons of information on their website. That's classactionclinic.com. And this is really, really important things for happening at the University of Windsor, because in the last 25 years, there's been 1,500 class action claims in Ontario, and there's been millions of dollars in compensation. These are often high-profile cases, and a service like this is really, really new and unique, but also really important to many people in the community.
So now we're going to go across the border to Michigan and talk about erasing criminal convictions. Currently, there's very few Michigan residents that are taking advantage of this legal option that allows people to erase their criminal convictions. An expungement can open doors to housing, student loans, and employment. And this was all found through a study done by the University of Michigan Law School. They estimated that 6.5% of people who met the expungement requirements and ended up having their convictions set aside within 5 years of becoming eligible, the Lansing State Journal reported. Through a $20,000 grant from Michigan State Bar Foundation, the University of Detroit Mercy Law School hosted free clinics in order to spread awareness about how this expungement process works. Attorneys and law students volunteered at a clinic in Lansing to educate more than 100 people on how to clear their records. The University of Michigan study found that the wages of those that had their records expunged jumped an average of 25% within 2 years, which I think is a pretty significant number. Michigan legislators proposed bills this year that could ease the process by automatically expunging some nonviolent convictions if the person is crime-free for up to 10 years. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist said we need to look at making it possible for more people to re-enter society without a criminal record hanging over their head. Hopefully, with this awareness about this project, it will expand the knowledge of people in order to know that their issues matter and that they qualify for the expungement options.
I couldn't agree more with you, Summer. And it's a really crazy thing to think, because 91% of people, the study estimates, who were eligible in recent years, 91% who were eligible to have their criminal record expunged, didn't apply for it. And a common problem that we saw when looking at the statistics they gathered and the interviews they did with people is that people think that their claim might not necessarily be heard because maybe it's more minor compared to other things that are going on. You know, there was a man who was saying, I was convicted of credit card fraud, which really is limiting my life, but why would a judge hear this when there's gun violence and bigger issues happening? And what people have to realize is that's really not the case. If you are eligible for this and you apply for this, you can have your criminal record expunged. You could be in front of a judge within a couple months, and that's really important, and it's a really great thing that the University of Michigan Law is doing right now. Okay, and today we have as our guest Ryan Markezik. He is one of the Pro Bono Students Canada program coordinators here at the Windsor chapter of PBSC, along with Rhea Makiset, who is not in studio today, but will be on within the next couple weeks so we can hear from her. So first of all, Ryan, thanks so much for coming in. We look forward a lot to hearing about your Windsor experience, your Pro Bono Student Canada experience, and just lots of the great programs that are happening here that are done by Pro Bono Student Canada. So maybe first you can give a quick introduction about yourself so everyone can get to know you, maybe what year of law school you are, what you did before coming to Windsor.
Yeah, for sure. First, thanks for having me on today. Much appreciated. It's great to see that we are continuing a partnership with CJAM. We've run this project for a few years now, so I'm glad to see that it's still continuing and becoming a success and changing every year, and students are still interested. So again, my name is Ryan. I am one of the program coordinators. I'm actually the summer and school year program coordinator. So my role in regards to what the difference between Rhea and my role is, I work throughout the summer on these projects. So I have created 22 projects over the summer with input from Rhea and our on-site supervisor, Anna. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Just some general knowledge about myself. I am a proud Hamiltonian, so just down the road.
Steel City.
Yes, Steel City. I grew up there. I was born and raised in a suburb called Stony Creek, but I did my undergrad there as well, and I did a master's at McMaster. So stayed local. So I wanted to save some money before coming to law school. I knew I wanted to be a lawyer. So for me, it was a no-brainer, getting to live at home and having your meals prepped by you, by mom and dad, and you know, your laundry done. So that does help.
Can't do any better than having that. So great to hear you. The master from McMaster keeps it simple. So what year of law school are you in now?
I'm in 2L.
You're in 2L. Okay. And do you know what you're going to do next, or maybe what you'll be doing this summer or after law? I know it's a little early to be asking.
No, career, but... I mean, I'll be very honest. So I'm a 2L dual, and I actually participated in Vancouver OCIs and the Vancouver infirm process, which was last week. So I was in Vancouver all of last week. Unfortunately, it was unsuccessful. So, nothing came of it. But, I mean, the experience was phenomenal. Taking a week to go out to beautiful BC was just amazing, and I got to go up to Whistler last weekend and just relax, go on a couple hikes. So I mean, it softened the landing of not landing a position, but still my keeping my hopes up.
Oh, so that's all amazing to hear. So maybe you can tell everyone, you said you're from Hamilton, you went to McMaster before this. So what made you want to come to law school? You sound like you've wanted to do this for a while. You're a guy with a plan. So
yeah, no, it's been my, so as I've said to many people, I've only ever wanted to do two things in my life. One was be a pilot, and that happened after my first flight. You know, I thought, okay, this is kind of what I want to do. You're 4 years old, you're on your first plane. This was pre-9/11, so I was led into the cockpit, got to see everything. And then I don't know what changed my mind, but I ended up about in grade one, I said I wanted to be a lawyer. Never looked back, never deviated from the path. It's always the sort of path I've wanted to go down. I mean, my parents will tell you they can't tell you why I've wanted to be a lawyer since that young, but it's always been my dream. And then I slowly was able to expose myself to law in high school. And then my undergrad was very specific and geared towards law. And I had the opportunity to work for about 2 years before coming to law school in a law firm. And so it just kind of reaffirmed and confirmed my interest.
Were your parents or other relatives of yours lawyers, or you got this plan on your own?
I am the first lawyer in the family.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
No, thank you. So, I mean, potential, hopefully soon to be a lawyer. Nobody else has been. I have zero background my mom's a musician and my dad's a businessman. So, yeah. I mean, very different profession to go into. But my parents have been supportive the entire time.
Oh, that's amazing. I wasn't really sure about the law thing. And then my brother actually went to Windsor a few years ago.
Oh, no way.
And he had a good experience academically, socially. He loved it, loved living in Windsor. So once I saw that, then I started putting the steps in place, took the LSAT, did the normal steps towards getting here. And 2 months into first year of law school in Windsor, I have to say I am loving it. The workload gets a lot sometimes.
It does. It really does.
As you would expect from law school, but it is an amazing experience. And if any undergrads or anyone younger is listening to this, you should definitely give it some great consideration.
I think with law school, what's interesting is the people that come in have so many different backgrounds and so many different reasons why they chose law, right? Not everybody comes into law, knowing that they've wanted to do law their entire lives. I think I am, even amongst my own friends, I'm the outlier. I'm the only one that hasn't strayed from the original path that they've sort of set. And, seeing it now come to fruition has been great. But, I mean, we're all here for a reason. We all hopefully enjoy it. But, yeah.
It's impressive to have that that straight of a pathway since a young age and to stick to it. Well, I thought I'd be in the NHL by now, but I had
now,
to
that
adjust.
That would be great. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I had to adjust a bit from the plan.
At this point, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Ryan on Magna Carta Pro Bono Radio after these messages.
This is Joe and Cam, your favorite two male nursing students at the University of Windsor, hosting No Scrubs on CJAM FM 99.1.
Join me and Joe every Tuesday at 12 and Wednesday at 4:30, where we discuss today's hottest health topics related to student life. We do the research, so you don't have to.
Remember, you can listen live or online at www.cjam.ca. And while you're at it, feel free to give us a follow at CJAM No Scrubs on Facebook.
starts. You can't hold it in your mind. You can't run it on down that line. It's not made that way by design. I filled it up from your loving cup when my back's already against the wall. I've been humbled like this before. You can't walk on out that door. It's not made that way anymore. So I'm laid back, take me back to where I'm laid back. The struggle on every track, so just keep it laid back. Laid back, take me back to where I'm laid back. The struggle on every track, so just keep it laid back.
Tired of a new one, stepping out for this cool one. play. Don't have to be this way. See now, all right, I'm okay.
And we're back. You're listening to CJAM 99.1 Pro Bono Radio Magna Carta. Before the break, we sat down with Pro Bono Students Canada Program Coordinator Ryan to discuss his role, what he's been up to since coming to law school, and we're going to continue our discussion from where we left off.
So, Ryan, you told us before that you're in second year law here at Windsor. Your second year involved with Pro Bono. So maybe you could just tell some of the listeners what made you want to get involved with Pro Bono Students Canada at first, and when that all began for you and how it's been so far, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, so for sure. I mean, one of the things I'll say is it was a real privilege last year to participate in PBSC, so Pro Bono Students Canada, we call it PBSC, for anyone who's new to listening. Anyway, so it's a competitive process. I mean, I knew going into it that not many first years get the opportunity. I mean, even this year, we had over almost 190 applicants for our positions, and we had about 90 positions in total. So our acceptance rate is quite low. We're in the 40%. We are the third largest pro bono chapter in the country. So there's a chapter at 22 out of the 23 law schools, and we only are lagging behind U of T and Osgoode. So this school is known for its pro bono efforts, and it's known for being a competitive school to get a placement in. So, I mean, first, congratulations to both of you on having a placement with the projects, with your projects. And I mean, especially in first year, it's great. So, I mean, I saw the projects that were being offered last year, and I actually tailored my application to the project that I had the most experience with. And it turned out to be a project called the Arbor Memorial Project. It was a probate project. So probate is when you take your will to the court to have it verified that it is the last will and testament of the deceased. And our project generally just sort of dealt with the issues that can come up during probate and what steps can be taken to alleviate those. So that was my first real foray into PBSC.
Thank you for the congratulations.
Yes,
and
I agree. Thank you so much.
It was a bit stressful, but it did feel amazing getting into being involved in pro bono, because in first year law, you know, we're just beginning our legal career, but you do intend, and when I say you, I mean Summer and myself, intend on continuing throughout our legal career, being involved in pro bono and kind of giving back to the community from the skills you learn in law school. So it's great to be able to get started with it in first year. So you said you're in your second year here. You said how you got involved. Maybe what have been some of the most rewarding parts of this? Because you really are helping the community. You're providing a very valuable service, especially now as a coordinator. You're supporting other people, putting other people in place to help everyone out. So how has this felt to you? And
yeah, I'd say in terms of law school accomplishments, it is right up there. I mean, I didn't expect to be the program coordinator when I applied last year. I applied, I went through the process, and I got the call, and I was asked. It was really shocking. You know, I'm trying to come off humble, but I mean, not many second years are given this opportunity. And most often at Windsor, it's a 3L that it takes over and is the program coordinator. So in their second year summer, I mean, my predecessors were all 3Ls. Yeah. So,
congratulations.
I mean,
yeah,
no, thank congrats. You. So, I mean, this was quite a shock to me this summer to balance this. I mean, I'm a dual as well. So I had school this summer. I had night class 4 days a week for 4 hours almost each night. So I'd work 35 hours a week plus did, you know, night class. So it was a lot.
You could also explain to the people, not everyone listening might not know what a dual means.
For sure. Yeah. So, I mean, my apologies. I mean, I'm so invested into it. I mean, I know I live and breathe it. So
we could feel your passion for it here. Yeah. It's tremendous.
So at Windsor, there are sort of there are a few different ways that you can get a law degree and the different types of law degrees. So there's the regular single JD program where you get your Canadian law degree. And one of the options, though, at Windsor is having a dual JD program. So we concurrently have a degree with, again, our American degree, sorry, with the University of Detroit Mercy School of Law. So at the end, within 3 years, we get our Canadian degree from Windsor and our American degree from UDM.
Perfect. So how many different pro bono placements are there in Windsor right now? How many things?
For sure. So we have 22 projects with our mainstream, and we have one sort of project that's also attached to us, which is the family law project that has its own coordinator, Jonathan. And he is he's a 3L dual. And he runs, yeah, like I said, the Family Law Project, which is a little bit more of a hands-on project. So that you work with LAW, and you actually get to help self-represented litigants in the family court system.
And out of those 22, you're overseeing 11 of them?
I'm overseeing 11 of them, yeah. So this summer, I worked full-time to develop and build those relationships with our partner organizations. And I, you know, created these 22 projects this summer, some of them returning, some of them new. And then when RIA joined up in September, we decided to split the projects 11 each. So now we are each overseeing 11 projects.
So out of your 11, would you want to expand on what some of them are, some of the things that are going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the goals I had coming into PBSC this year was to create a trans ID clinic. So we at PBSC nationally have piloted trans ID clinics throughout the country, specifically in Toronto. I know that UBC and UVic started one last year, and they were rather successful. And so one of our goals this year was to create a trans ID clinic. First step was to find a organization to work with. And we were working with a fantastic, relatively new organization called WeTrans, headed by Jace, and she's absolutely fantastic. You know, the woman is just like, she gets things done. She just goes, and she's a real go-getter, and she's done so much for the trans community in Windsor. And so I spoke with her this summer, and she was completely on board with this project. And so I've spent my summer and into the year organizing this clinic, and we were actually just on the news. We were on the CBC the other day. We launched it and sort of did a little bit of a media launch. And so, you know, we're getting community traction underneath this, and our first run of the clinic will be November the 23rd. So that's the real big project that I'm very proud of this year to have started. And I mean, I couldn't have done it myself. I have to really say thank you to Jace, to Tasha, who is the volunteer coordinator, and then all of our other volunteers on the project, Alex, Allison, and Zoe are just fantastic to work with so far. And I mean, our lawyer supervisors as well. So I mean, that's the sort of the standout project. But we do have some other projects, including our ID clinic. So we help process and pay for ID for homeless individuals down at the downtown Mission. We are doing quite a few public legal education workshops, including running a tenant and tenant rights with the downtown Mission as well. So we're looking at handling arrears and what happens if you don't pay your arrears. Can you get evicted? Sort of what are the issues and what are the rights that a landlord and a tenant has as well. Off the top of my head, I mean, we have so many fantastic projects. We also run a wills project. So that's a really, really great project that we partner with a community lawyer, and we take in clients who meet our eligibility requirements, and we draft a will with them. So our students actually get hands-on legal experience. They meet with the client. They then draft the will, working in tandem with the lawyer, and then they will execute the will, and at the end of the day, they've literally done a will for someone. So that's a really great way to get some hands-on legal experience. I could go on for days about how many different projects we have.
Well, that is tremendous, though, because you've got first-year law students like us learning hands-on experience that they wouldn't otherwise have. You have people who might not be able to afford a lawyer service with students helping as well.
Yeah.
You have a lawyer providing their time, or you have many in this case, across many different placements.
23 lawyers, actually.
23 lawyers who are just providing hours out of their week to help out students, to help out the community.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, it's a real community effort, I have to say. Without the students and then the lawyers and the organizations, it really wouldn't be able to take off. I mean, we're very lucky in that the Windsor community has a fantastic group of lawyers that want to give back. I can't tell you how many lawyers I actually had reach out this summer and say they wanted to become involved, which I think was, to me, really I really enjoyed seeing. I loved seeing that there are now, and these were young lawyers. These weren't lawyers that were, 40, 50, 60. I mean, we're talking about young lawyers, maybe a few years into the practice, were reaching out to me saying, hey, I want to be a supervisor on these projects. I want to give back to my community. And I mean, like, the Windsor community, legal community, isn't the largest, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Windsor only has a population of, I think, 220,000-ish.
Give or take.
Give or take. And then when the students come in, obviously, it probably swells. But I mean, the legal community isn't the largest, but it is tight-knit. And we do, the lawyers do want to give back. And it's amazing to see. For me, that was really rewarding.
That is even more impressive, because I would have assumed that we are reaching out as pro bono to the lawyers to establish people who have a full-time job to ask them. But clearly Windsor pro bono, and I guess pro bono students Canada across the whole country, is very well established, and you have a great community here of people who are seeking themselves to get involved. They're not even waiting to be asked.
Yeah, no, we really do. And it all starts at the top. So as I mentioned, PBSC has chapters in 22 out of the 23 law schools, and we have a national organization and structure. And with that comes credibility and, just a name. I mean, we come to the community not just as students, but as a national organization with, our partners includes, the Law Foundation of Ontario. We have McCarthy Tetreault, traditionally one of these, bigger law firms in the country that support us, that provide lawyers to us. So at the end of the day, we come with credibility, and it's so great to see that people want to become involved.
So as you mentioned a couple minutes ago, the Trans ID Clinic was one that you wanted to initiate since you joined pro bono. You've successfully done that. It's been a huge help to the community on a really pressing issue that's getting a lot of attention right now, as it should. So Summer and I, as first-year law students, first-year in pro bono students Canada, who will be continuing this for the next couple years, is there maybe a direction or a new project or something that you think pro bono students Canada here at Windsor could head towards?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, one of the things that I feel our chapter lacks is projects where you actually get a little bit more involved, where you're maybe doing some research with a client on specific issues. So one thing I will say is, and I think I mentioned this quite a bit in the training, we are not allowed to give legal advice. We can only provide legal information. But then you're probably going to say, well, wait, we do wills. Isn't that legal advice? It crosses over into that boundary. But again, that's where you're working extremely close with the lawyer. So what I want to do is create a few projects now where we have the student working maybe directly. I mean, not maybe, would be working exactly directly under the supervision of a lawyer. The lawyer would take carriage of the file, but the student would be the one that does the research, maybe drafts, pleadings in some way. And one project that I'm hoping to get off the ground next year and that I'm working on currently is a tax project. So what I want to do is I want to work with Professor Oroka. She teaches contracts. She taught me contracts. She also teaches the advanced and income tax classes at the university. And she approached me asking if, hey, could we see if we can do a tax clinic where we can help self-represented tax persons with their issues? And I said, that'd be something really, really great to look into. So I'm working with National, and I'm working with Professor Oroka and the Tax Law Society at Windsor to see if we can come up with a really, really cool and unique and competitive placements so that students would work directly with Professor Oroka and actually help self-represented persons in their tax matters. I think that would provide client experience for one, drafting experience, and exposure to an area of the law that, is not your traditional or mainstream as well. So it provides a really great opportunity.
That sounds amazing, because as you said before, there's no shortage of law students here at Windsor that want to get involved in this. And one, developing their skills, and two, giving back, getting that experience. So if there's more placements, there's more ability for more people to get involved in. Very hands-on is that's the type of experience that's always in demand. So are there any struggles that you've had so far? I know you said you worked on this over the summer. I'm sure, you know, you've got a full-time student thing going out here. I'm sure you work hard in the summer as well on many other things. So what are some of the struggles that you've gone with so far?
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing is just smooth and easy. There's always hiccups along the way. But generally, I would just put a little caveat in that it's been pretty smooth. Nothing too large has happened. I think what I'd want to address, though, is that I get calls and emails. I even got a letter today from a prison. So, I mean, we are seen by the community as an organization that does a lot and does a lot well in terms of pro bono efforts. I wish we could provide legal advice. I wish we could, you know, help every client that comes and gives us a phone call or knocks on our door. Or in the case of today, you know, I received a letter from a prison. I'd love to be able to say, yeah, we'd represent you. Yeah, we'd be able to, you know, help you with your legal issues. But at the end of the day, we can only provide legal information. So I'd say, you know, the biggest issue I've run into is, unfortunately, letting the public and the community down. And in some ways, I feel, just because we're limited by, you know, the law society, you know, says law students can only do so many things. You know, we can only do so much in the community and the access to justice crisis that we have in our province is something that, you know, we're trying to address. But every day I see just more and more the struggles that our community faces in the ways that, and unfortunately, ways that we're unable to help.
See, the only problem is you're trying to give more. So clearly you're hard working.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, the heart's in the right place, and I want to help, but, you know, I'm unfortunately restricted.
So you're in your second year of law here. Do you plan on continuing, maybe not necessarily with this specific organization, Pro Bono Students Canada, but throughout your legal career, do you plan on staying involved with Pro Bono?
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the great things about being in 2L is that I still have one more year of law school. So I'm hoping to, you know, continue with Pro Bono into my third year. You know, if I can, I might not have this, I'd like to retain my position. And obviously I want to, you know, I have my projects, which to me, they're my babies. I want to see them continue to grow and I want to have a lot of input. So yes to being involved in PBSC in my third year. And then to answer your second question, yes to being involved in pro bono efforts in my practice. I mean, depending on where I practice, I would like to be, and I'll be one of those people that reaches out to the local PBSC chapter in whatever city I'm in and being like, hey, you know, I want to be a supervisor. So, you know, I'd like to be involved again nationally with PBSC when I'm done law school. But even if I can't be involved in PBSC for whatever reason, I definitely want to continue some pro bono efforts into my practice in some form or another, whether that's sitting on boards and you know, helping nonprofits or actually providing, you know, giving my time up to doing, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know some lawyers that do, you know, free wills and estates for, you know, certain clients. If I could even do that, I think that'd be really fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing to hear. So for Pro Bono Students Canada, yeah, you have the whole audience here listening to you, everyone at home. Is there anything you would like them to know about PBSC here at Windsor, any events or ways they can get involved?
Yeah, so for sure. I mean, one, I'd say follow our social media accounts. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram or Twitter if you have them, and you'll get updates on when we run certain projects. So, I mean, a lot of our projects are community-based, and the community needs to know when they run. Like I said, we're doing our Trans ID clinic. Hopefully the first one will be November the 23rd. Encourage anybody to attend, so be a lookout on social media for the exact location and times during that date. But, I mean, also check out social media to make sure that you're aware of when we run our ID clinic, for example, at the Downtown Mission. While we do run it for those who attend the Downtown Mission, and it's for homeless individuals, I mean, if you are even just a teenager that doesn't have a driver's license and wants a form of ID, right, that's how you can get a job. You get the ID, you have an address, you know, they'll help you with employment. I'd say, you know, come January, we also have public legal education workshops that are going to be running for a variety of different projects throughout the Essex, like Essex County and Windsor community. You know, just even an example, we're running a brain injury workshop for brain injury accident survivors and their transition back to work. And what are their rights? What are the responsibilities that an employer has? So, I mean, be on the lookout for when we're running these workshops. You know, I encourage the public to attend these workshops, and I encourage, if you know anybody that, you know, is able to and would benefit from any of the workshops that we are running to please attend. So, you know, the way that we're successful and is by, you know, having actual meaningful change. And so, you know, if the public doesn't show up, then we don't have anything, you know, then our services sort of go by the wayside. But we know that the public needs us. It's just a matter of them knowing, I think, than more than anything.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks for your time now and for all the stuff you do for Pro Bono Students Canada here in Windsor. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks, Stephen. It's ever much appreciated, and I'm hoping for a great, successful year.
As are we.
Thank you.
This next tune is off my new album. Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about the queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming. The archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun.
Okay, so that was Ryan Markezik. He's one of the program coordinators here at Pro Bono Students Canada with the Windsor chapter. And Summer, he had a lot of really interesting stuff to say.
I thought he did as well. He was super passionate about what he's doing and all the different projects. I found it really interesting that about him specifically, how he's wanted to be a lawyer since sort of he was, what, 4 years old, I think
so,
he said?
Yeah, I think he said grade one. Yeah.
I think a lot of me personally and my friend group, none of us sort of took that path.
I didn't have any friends who were, I didn't have any friends who were talking about being lawyers.
Yeah,
in grade one.
I never knew until a couple years after undergrad, actually.
Yeah,
so,
very, very impressive guy to talk to. And some of the things, the placements that he was saying pro bono does here at Windsor is really interesting. The trans ID clinic or the will writing, the ID clinic for people who can't afford it and need help in those departments. It is a really, really valuable service. And the fact that you have the students getting involved, the fact that you have all these lawyers who are donating their time, essentially, people who have full-time jobs in law firms, donating their time, coming out, helping teach students these skills, and also helping the community by receiving these services. It's a very impressive thing that is going on.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with that. It's a two-way street, and the community is getting a benefit. The students are getting a benefit. I think that's something I valued in undergrad was being able to do some things hands-on with the community. So as a student, I see value, and then giving back to the community, definitely valuable there as well.
So anyone in the Windsor community, any lawyers looking to get involved, anyone, basically anyone, should be following Pro Bono Students Canada on the different social media, of Instagram, on Facebook, so you can keep up to date with the events and that they're doing, the services they're providing, or if anyone's looking to get involved and give out their time, that's always appreciated and that's always amazing to see.
We just want to say thanks again to Ryan for coming out and taking the time. As Steven said, and Ryan mentioned as well, go follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You're on there anyways.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and thanks again to Ryan.
Remember, you can listen to CJAM 99.1 anywhere by going to www.cjam.ca. Tune in next week at the same time from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Fridays to catch our next topic on Magna Carta Pro Bono Radio.
tell me I'm wrong. 'Cause I've been watching every move that you make. Aren't you steel in your makeup and heels? Trouble for the man that you take. Every time you walk in the room, I couldn't ever be sure of a smile. You were never.